tips for using your optics to spot game. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. As fall hunting season arrives, got some tips for your optics. Don't expect easy glassing. That's a bull elk standing in the middle of the bare hillside. Don't expect it. Wildlife is generally wary, and open spaces make animals uncomfortable. Scan the open and easy first, yes, but then start examining the edges, the tree lines around rock formations, fences, and the gaps between trees, rocks, and brush. Next, you're much more likely to see parts of an animal than the entire animal. Noticing color variations is the key here. A tan patch between trees, for example, might be a deer. That black stump in the bushes may be the rump of a feral hog. Those light-colored sticks above the brush pile deserve a second look, as they could very well be the antlers of your next trophy buck. Eyes low. Our eyes are naturally drawn to more open areas, which creates a tendency to keep our line of sight higher up when glassing. But higher up is too high, as most game animals stand rather low to the ground. Always start your glassing at ground level. Look under those trees, for example. At any distance, ground level will actually reveal images many feet above, so you're unlikely to miss anything if you aim at the ground and the grass, the rocks, and the dirt. Scan in sections. If you run your binoculars or spotting scope across an entire hillside, for example, you're likely to go too fast and miss a whole lot. Instead, break up the landscape into more manageable sections. Hope that helps. Hope you're successful. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.